Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 to 11, page 216. Joshua installed as leader. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' assistant, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the river Jordan into the land I am about to give them to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the laws my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, and you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. So Joshua ordered the officers of the people, go through the camp and tell the people, get your provisions ready. 3 days from now, you will cross the Jordan. Here we go in and take possession of the land the Lord your God is giving you for your own. I think that was it. I was getting into it then, I wanted to carry on. Thanks, Tim.
Hi, everyone. It's good to see you all. And I've got to say, it's good to be able to do this reflection. But it's with great trepidation that I do it. So, it's difficult to get up and do this. I'm Tim. If there's anyone here that doesn't know me, I'm Tim. I've been with the church for quite a while now. 13 years, in fact. The same age as my dog, as it happens. I know it's 13 years because people keep, when I take the dog for a walk, people keep asking me how old the dog is. So I know it's 13 years. So here's Joshua. He's Moses has died, and he's in the driving seat. Gulp. All these years working under Moses, the great Moses, he of the burning bush fame, the one through whom God parted the Red Sea, not to mention getting the Ten Commandments and seeing God on Mount Sinai. And what about the shining face? How could he possibly compete? How could he lead these people? There were probably about 2 million of them at this stage. It's one thing being second in command, but a whole new ball game being in charge. He must have been quaking in his boots. Well, his sandals anyway. And what about the Israelites? How did they feel about going into the promised land with Joshua? What did the people think of Joshua? Was he just Moses' sidekick, good at what he did, but not capable of leading on his own? I wonder if they were thinking, is it really happening this time? Or will something go wrong and we spend another 40 years in the wilderness? Most of the Israelites were younger than 40 and knew nothing other than life in the desert. Perhaps some of them thought, I'm used to living in the desert. I've never known anything else and I don't want to change, despite the promises of God they had been told. Or were they thinking, at last, get ready boys, we're going in. This is what we have been waiting for all our lives. In reality, they were probably saying, Joshua, great leader, let's get behind him. Let's do what he says. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt, even though he's an old guy. After all, Joshua had been preparing for this for quite a while, over 40 years. His boss, Moses, had been doing succession training with him, especially since the time Moses had messed up and God had told him that he would not lead the people into the promised land. He would only see it from afar. Moses had already told the whole Israelite people that Joshua will take over when he died. And Joshua had been filled with God's Spirit when Moses laid his hand on him. But still, becoming leader of 2 million people, now that is scary. But God knew this, and so gives Joshua some assurance. Be strong and very courageous. 3 times he said this. Be strong and very courageous. I, the God of heaven and earth, will be with you. A reminder to him of all that had been said to Joshua previously. But how does this relate to us at this time and our situation as a church? Tomorrow the new building will start to be built. Well, it's actually happening now. They've started already moving soil. And in 10 months or so, we'll be moving out of here. How do you feel about going to the new church? Does the change worry you? Is worshipping in a different part of Evesham an issue? Maybe you're comfortable with the way things are now and concerned that church life will change. Or maybe you feel like you might be expected to do something more than you're doing now. Or are you raring to go, excited about the possibilities, looking forward to following God's leading into this new place? Not quite a promised land, but a new building that has been talked about for the past 13 years or more. At the prayer meeting on the land yesterday, we remembered and gave thanks for some of the answers to prayers we have had along the way, and the way God has led us to moving forward with the new building. So some of them were the gift of the land. 60 odd years ago, God knew our future need and prompted Mrs. Bayliss to put this land in her will, a gift to the church. There was an initial gift day to raise £50,000 for the architect and planning permission costs. This figure was raised within a few days. We got planning permission for the first time in 2009, even though the land was not in the development zone. The first gift day raised £500,000. When we heard about the orchard estates opposite, then the other estates close by, 1,500 houses in total, actually more than 1,500 houses, within walking distance of the new building. Do you think God knew what he was doing back in the 1960s when Mrs. Bayliss was writing her will? then one event that sticks in my mind more than anything. The Bromford estate, which is next door to the church and the piece of land that we sold to Bromford Housing, their planning permission was crucial to our plans. No planning permission for Bromford, no sale of land to us, no church. Initially it was deferred for a month. Then when it went to the planning committee the next month, one councillor was dead against the Bromford scheme. If a vote had taken place at that time, it would have failed. But at the last minute, it was deferred again. So we prayed and prayed. Next month, the same councillor who was so against it had changed his mind and was now all for it, bringing a number of other councillors with him in supporting it. There was our own planning permission for the new design. Then there was the second gift day in March 2021, where we raised almost £400,000 overall. And there's the grant-making organisations we have approached, and they have been very supportive of our plans, to the tune of £183,000, and still counting. We've now got to the point of starting the build, and it will be an exciting time watching it grow from the ground and getting ready to move in. Then in about 10 months' time, it will be complete and we'll be executing our plans to move in there. There'll be lots of work to do as we learn how the building operates, working out new procedures. Things that we do now without thinking will have to be rethought. There will be new things to do, like cutting the grass and tending the plants and cleaning windows. But once all that stuff is done, once we've got to grips with how the building works, we will then have to start living in the building. Because although the build is exciting and learning how it works is interesting, that's not the main point of building it. The most important thing is what we do in it. I watched an episode of Grand Designs recently where the presenter, Kevin MacLeod, revisited a couple who had first appeared 20 years ago. This couple, who had finally finished their house, talked about how the house had enabled them to live their lives as they wanted to and in ways that they never expected. The emphasis that the build is just the start. We are moving into a new area of Evesham and a whole new chapter of Evesham Baptist Church will begin. We are building a new church and community centre, so relationships with our neighbours and working and living with them will be a whole new thing. As we look to the future and the uncertainty, it can seem quite scary right now. Change can be hard to deal with, and the unknown quite frightening, but also quite exciting. I found this quote on the internet by a chap called Danny Parker. He said, "Do we resist change at every point, seeking to retain the way it was, but change comes anyway? Or perhaps we look to the Lord and see change as an opportunity for growth and transformation. Change comes and it is good, but we must let go of the past and move forward, trusting in Him." But in all of this, guess what? We are not alone. God is with us. He has said He will never leave us nor forsake us. We have experienced this and know it to be true from the answers to prayer that we've had. God told Jacob, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." I believe God is telling us the same thing. Whether we find the thought of change difficult, or if we're all fired up and ready to go, putting our trust in God will give us strength and courage to know the way ahead. Now Joshua was described as a man of God who followed the Lord wholeheartedly and spoke with God on a regular basis. It's also clear that Joshua obeyed everything he was told by God. And we look at how God has led us so far through many answers to prayer. It confirms that God has directed our path for the new building. We may have gone down some cul-de-sacs at times, but we have ended up on the right path. Those that were part of the church and praying back in 2005 never thought we would end up on the outskirts of town. Why would they? Except the church was gifted a plot of land about a year later. But still the idea was crazy. Only after much prayer was the idea to build taken seriously. Only after much prayer did we get to where we are now, on the cusp of constructing the new church and community centre. We will need to continue the call to prayer for the practical issues that are raised during the build, for the move into the completed building, for how we introduce ourselves to the community, but also for how we will integrate with the community around us and meet their needs. Ultimately, we want to be able to introduce and demonstrate the love of God to those around us, so they too can know this love for themselves and follow Jesus. Some of the answers to these prayers will mean that us, each one of us, hearing God's call to do something, being willing to say, "Okay, I'll do this," taking responsibility in some way. No one's going to force you, not even God, but he would love for you to respond to his call. I wonder what would have happened if Joshua had said, "No thanks, I'm going back to Egypt, get Caleb to do it." But for us, in the meantime, we can trust in God and pray. May we pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for leading and guiding us for the new building over the past years. Thank you for all the answers to prayer we have seen. As we move forward into the next phase, we ask that you would give us ears to hear what you are saying and courage to respond to your will. Amen.